praise the Lord. Okay, number 9. Enemy or destiny destroyers. Destiny destroyers. One thing that destroys our destiny is discouragements. Joseph will have been discouraged, but he refused to be discouraged. Cosmos Maduka, from his testimony, he will have been discouraged by the circumstances around him, but he refused to be discouraged. Anytime you embark on the journey of destiny, you must meet discouragements along the way. And always know that the righteous falleth 7 times, but what happened? He will surely rise again. Buhari would not have been the president of Nigeria today if he got discouraged because he failed 2 or 3 attempts to be president. He kept trying. Amen. Don't give up. If I fail, you have only acquired experience and have reason now to do it next time better. Don't you get discouraged. Number 10, lack of prayers. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let that remain your prayer point. Take time to take your vision to the Lord in prayer. At least regularly fast to present your dream and your vision before the Lord in prayer so that He can guide you. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Number 11. Destiny destroyer number 11. I told you there are 13. You see, I'm already in number 11. Amen. Bad character. Your bad character. Your own bad character. Your own very bad character. Bad character. Because, amen. God, listen very well. Listen to this thing very well. Everyone, tap your neighbor. Say, listen to the pastor. See, whenever we pray, God answers. Am I correct? Are we together? If you are still with me, put up your hand. Let me see. You are with me? Okay, put down your hand. I'm telling you something here. Take note. Every prayer you pray, God answers. But God has designed a principle that He will use man to answer man's prayer. God does not come down with His hand to do anything for us, but He will lead you to a man that He will use to answer that your prayer. But many of us, when that man comes, you will use, or that woman comes, you will use your bad character and drive your blessing away from you. It includes the person that you grew up under. It includes the person that you are working with. It even includes your classmates. All the people you meet along your line, your journey of life, in your school, in your compound, in your streets, in the churches you have attended before. God has designed it to be like that. I have a friend of mine, praise the Lord, that they were living in an area, and his own children, every time you will see some other children in the house, he asked, who are these children? They said they are our neighbor's children. They became friends. And they were always visiting his house. Something happened and they were all young children. Something happened, the mother first died. And about 2 years later, the father also died, leaving these children. My friend, therefore, because he said, anytime these children come, they blended as if they were his children. He said, you hardly know whether they were his children or not. Amen. And that is how he decided to adopt those children. I think about three of them also. He trained them through the secondary school until they finished their university. He packed them, they were living with him. He took care of them. Praise the Lord. I remember, because I just were speaking with him on phone last week, and you had the plane crash that crashed in Kaduna, the Air Force plane. How many people heard this story? Seven people were in that plane. That woman, there was a woman there that died with a child. That woman that died with her child is the woman that he trained from his house. She went to marry an Air Force officer, and that was her son. She was taking the son to school with that aircraft. They crashed. So he was telling me, say, you remember so. Say, yes, that they were doing the burial. She's among those that died in that air crash. Praise the Lord. I'm using that as an example of who you don't know you are meeting. If that neighbor, they were no good neighbors, did he know how that God was designing the people that would take care of his children in case he died? He didn't know. I'm teaching you people something I have witnessed and I have confirmed to be true, that your tomorrow is designed today. That the people that you will need tomorrow, those you will need tomorrow, God will cause you to meet them today. Now, whether you say amen or not, it's a standard fact. Praise the Lord. There's somebody that you will need one day. A chairman during the military regime. We were living with my elder brother in a particular street. And one very wicked army major was living on that street too. He could just wake up one day and block the street. He said, all these vehicles pass this street. He said, they are disturbing him. We block it. Then my own senior brother will go and meet him. He said, okay, officer, don't do like that. Now they became fond of each other. Later on, he was posted away. The next time he will hear was my senior brother's daughter came to him and was saying that, do you know that the chairman of NDLEA is so man that was a major before. That was, he said, is he the one? He said, yes. He said, daddy, I need a job. Give me notes to meet him. He was now a major general, chairman of NDLEA. Everybody feared that man like anything that time. You know who I'm talking about? Those of you who are old enough. I think in the days of Abacha also. Praise the Lord. So, he said, see the one, say, that man that used to fight everybody in this place, he said, my friend, we are friends. He hated everybody, but we are friends. And then he just wrote a note. And she traveled all the way from Jos to Lagos here with a note. When they gave it to the secretary went and gave him. He stood up with his wicked mustache. Who is that daughter of Mr. Alu here? She came and said, are you the one? He said, when I knew your father, they don't burn you. And I said, come. That very day, they gave her employment letter. That very day. He said, your father was my very good friend. All the people living in that seat, and the only man will be better than that. I remember that time, I was a major. You see, the relationship the father had with the man benefited the daughter. She's a very senior officer today with the NDLEA. Because of relationship they had. You don't know who you are meeting now. So stop closing your doors with bad character. Anybody you meet today that you will not be able to see again, when you see an answer, you say, this one, and they go, it's not good. It's your future you are destroying. One day, one of these people sitting by your side now will be the managing director of a bank. And then you will say, ah, in bride assembly, we were attending you. Now you, yes, so oh, in bride that time, yes, so oh, we don't come see again. See the pictures of that camp. Yes, ah, I beg. Come, let's go and have lunch. What time it is? Say, I don't get work. My pikin finish, they look for work. Your pikin say, bring his CV. That is how it works. You don't know who is by your side now. If he be thief, not be everywhere. The one by your side, if he be thief. Eh? But leave God to take care of it. Assume that everybody is normal. Play your own part, because tomorrow that thief can change. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands for God now. That is how He has designed it. Amen. Amen. It is called benefactor. 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 God had designed that Goodluck Jonathan would be the president of Nigeria, an ordinary lecturer somewhere. He was sitting down there, poor background, no life, no road to his village. Poor background. He said he used to go to school without shoe, poor background. But he managed to become a lecturer. Allah Messiah took him to be his deputy. God decided to use Allah Messiah, the governor, to make him to be a deputy. He wanted, allow me say, I wanted somebody that would not struggle for office with him. At least this one don't know anybody. This one don't get background. Come and be my deputy. And who has the final say? He didn't know that he was bringing him up for his destiny. And as soon as he brought him and established him, God took Allah Messiah away. And now he became the governor. Praise the Lord. And then, because he lives a life, he is faithful. He does not make nyanga. He acknowledges God. He knows his background. So anywhere he goes, he's totally loyal. Totally, even though he was there, he didn't fight against Allah Messiah. He didn't do anything against him. And before you know what, they wanted who will be the PDP presidential candidate that will be the vice president to Yar'Adua. And then they said there is only one governor. That one is very loyal. They pick him again to be vice president. You know, like you say, there is more money for governor than vice president. I no come. I want to stay here. He said, where he leads me, I will follow. And then, humbly, he went there without argument. And as soon as he established finish, God took away Yar'Adua so that he can fulfill his destiny. A man that had no political background, that had no nothing, but God has destined that. See the people he used in pushing him forward. Praise the Lord. And so, the mother or the father, prophetically of all the names, he gave him the name Goodluck. I'm sure the father blessed him and said, your name will be Goodluck. And all that the father spoke come to pass. Good luck began to follow him. And that is why he not ready to die for office. He immediately, this one, the week, he said, oh boy, congrats. Now God put me here. It's not time for me to go. I'm not going to fight, stay for here. Bye-bye, father, thank you. And he left. Those are people who acknowledge God in every aspect of their life. Can we clap our hands for that man? Praise the Lord. Don't use your bad character. That's why some sisters don't get husband. When the man come, your character will drive him. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. Number 12. Okay. The last two now. Number 12 is stealing. Destroys destiny. Thief. Stealing. You know why? Do you know why? Anytime you go and steal somebody's thing, the person will curse you. And the person is saying it from a painful heart. So it goes with a power. It works. No arm robber, no thief has his life meaningful. Because anywhere you go and steal somebody's thing, he will call, where is my thing? The next thing is,
whosoever has stolen my thing, he no go better for him.
And it's justified.
Don't take anything. Don't steal anything that does not belong to you. It attracts curses. It disturbs your destiny. Among the things that also attract curses upon your life is for you to break somebody's heart. You promise a woman, promise a man, then you leave him hanging in emotional oblivion. Pow! In that estate, because you are the macho man, you see another girl, then you drop this one, carry this one, then this one. If she naked herself for room, curse you, it must come to pass. Don't do anything that will make anybody curse you. Don't do that. And the person is justified to curse you. If it's not justified, just because he hates you, it will never work. But if you really commit the thing, you thief, especially stealing, it's a terrible spirit, I'm telling you. When Satan wants to destroy your destiny, he will make you to steal. Tell your neighbor it will not be your portion. Tell your neighbor don't steal. Tell your neighbor don't be a thief. Number 13, final one for now. Greed, greediness, and short-sightedness. Greediness and short-sightedness. Because that was the problem that Esau had. Just because of the food that he will eat. Can we read that scripture? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16 and 17. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16. Hallelujah. And verse 17. Amen. It says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he will have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Because of hunger, now, you will do anything, and you don't know it is affecting your future. There are some things that you should consider your future before you involve yourself into. Praise God. Don't allow any man to be sleeping with you because you want him to take care of you. Your mama no day, your papa no day, everybody has forsaken you. Then this man, this old man, he say, now he going to take care of me. And he say, we pay him now, I'm going to sleep with him sometimes so that if I don't sleep with her, the man go drive him. Now he they keep me for Lagos. That man has become your God. You have sold your birthright. And your life forever is confusion unless you pull out of that place and ask God to forgive you. Praise the Lord. It is all this stealing. You have your master. You don't want to work for the appropriate time. You'll be stealing his money. You don't know. Why? Because now, you're not thinking of the future. And unknown to you, your master don't carry all his money, go cult. Say anybody want TV money, better not go follow up. Now you can't TV money. Better not go follow you. It's true. Praise the Lord. As youth, church, remember, it is what you sow that you reap. This is what. Now let's read one more scripture. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Galatians. Let's emphasize that. Chapter 6 and verse 7 to 9. Can we stand up to emphasize this scripture? Let's read it now. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Can we read it together? Let's go. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Praise the Lord. And verse 9, shall we go? And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Whatever you sow now is what you will reap. And the church will say, if I try, I'm not going to clap small for me now. I try. I try now. I try now.